Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Manning takes a knee and the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Inside the 10 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York. 2 hours to go, 3 hours down. Keith McPherson, KM to AM, a five-hour sports talk show with you, the fans, in the greatest sports city in the world. You guys know the deal. I'm sitting here right now, and I'm looking for different things. And I go to USA Today Sports, and the leading story in the right column is NFL star running back clashes with ex-Giants great over departure. People are really running with that story, so... I think we can continue running with that story. I know the story earlier in the day was Gerrit Cole going for an MRI that shook up the Yankee universe on top of yesterday, Aaron Judge being removed from the game, wincing after a swing, and then not being in lineups today. But man, the Saquon Barkley news has washed all of the other potential things we could talk about. I have mixed in some other notes, like the Raiders spending money and getting Christian Wilkins and Gardner Minshew and Kirk Cousins cashing in again, going to join the Atlanta Falcons. You know, what does that mean for Justin Fields? I even thought that they might be interested in a Russell Wilson. No, they mean business. Arthur Blank did not hire Bill Belichick, but instead he hired Raheem Morris. Raheem Morris was in Washington when they drafted Kirk Cousins. So they're familiar with each other, and I think immediately the Falcons could be the best team in the NFC South. They can make a run to the playoffs and make some noise. 877-337-6666. But I say this is The Fan in New York, and this is where the fans call. Everyone listens to The Fan. And I don't say that boasting, as I'm blessed to have an opportunity to host on The Fan. I say that because I know executives listen, some that I've met. I've heard other hosts hint to it that, you know, team executives listen to The Fan and players listen and all the fans listen. So if you got something you want to say about Saquon Barkley, this is the day. And when this day ends, C-Mac will come through and give you his opinion and thoughts on it. And I'll be listening to his show. But for now, 877-337-6666. Let's get back to the phones, talking to the Giants fans about their running back taking the money and running down the turnpike south to the Pennsylvania Turnpike to Philly, the enemies. Lou is in Asbury Park, New Jersey on The Fan. Go for it, Lou.
Keith, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for calling in.
What a day to be a Giants fan, huh? These ups, these downs. Today was crazy.
Yeah, more to come.
Joe Shane is building a team right now to simply hand it over to Bill Belichick next year. And
I'm going to
explain why. Okay, let me explain why. All right, this isn't 1990s. This isn't the two. Okay, you don't need to be the Baltimore Ravens. You don't need to beef up this defense to the point where they're probably going to allow 13, 17, 20 points a game. But your problem is going to be this offense is only going to score 7 points, 10 points a game. They're going to look exactly like the Patriots did last year. Okay, They're too top-loaded on the defensive side now. They have zero potential on offense. They have nowhere to go on offense unless they make a big splash in this draft. And then when you take a look at the schedule that they're about to face, and I know it's way too early to do that, but I'm going to do that, okay? They got two monsters in Philly and Dallas in that division. Okay, Washington's only going to get better. They got about another $90 million to spend. Then you got to play the AFC North, okay, which can easily be four games. You got to travel to Seattle. You got to travel to Atlanta. The way that that offense is constructed, they're going to score 7, 10, 14 points a game. They can have as many people they want on defense. They're going to get overpowered this year. He's going to hand the keys over to Belichick, and Belichick's going to come in.
I hope not. Stay with me, Lou. I hope not. You shouldn't be too worried about the offense if you believe in your head coach. Isn't he an offensive-minded head coach? A quarterback whisperer might be drafting his quarterback of the future, might be able to scheme up and game plan. Just 2 years ago, we talked about how the Giants roster did not have the horses, how they didn't have the guys, but they were winning games based on the coaching. They were winning games based on the schematics, based on the game plans. Where'd that go? We don't think that Dable's going to be able to draw up a good game plan for this offense to score points. They haven't scored points. Maybe this is the year it changes. You won't be running through Saquon. You'll need some other guys. You got to trust that they draft well. You got to trust that there's more on the way than just this first day of free agency.
The only thing that's going to be in their favor to hold on to this longer than a year or two is if they
lean on that. I missed you there. Say that again. It cut out. If they do what?
I'm sorry. If they bite the bullet, they grab themselves a quarterback, and they can lean on the fact and say, give us some time to develop a quarterback that may be able to buy them a couple more years. But you got Belichick in the wings waiting. You got a defense, and you have no offense. This offensive genius did what last year? They're staring down the barrel.
He got the most out of Tommy Cutlets. He got the most out of Tyrod Taylor. He never wanted Daniel Jones. And he got the most out of him 2 years ago. So I would hope that that guy goes and finds his guy. I would hope that he drafts his guy. And then, like you said, thanks for the call, Lou. That will give them a longer leash. They will probably be here till that quarterback's rookie deal is up. I don't know if Bill Belichick is as attractive as he once was. 877-337-6666. It's funny, Lou mentioned him, and I just talked about Raheem Morris getting the job in Atlanta. I mean, Arthur Blank had Bill Belichick on his yacht. We thought it was a foregone conclusion. Even during the season, we were all talking about Atlanta. He's going there, Atlanta. No, because supposedly they like their front office people. They like the guys that drafted Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts. They want those guys to continue to draft players and continue to be in charge. Bill Belichick wants to buy the groceries, cook the dinner. And I don't think he's going to be able to do that in many places. You think the Giants next year, if they fail this year, are going to quit on Shane and Dable after three seasons and say, here you go, Bill? Bill's trying to win himself. Bill, I think, is some 15 games away from the all-time record. So he's looking for somewhere that he can come in and knock that down in 2 years. If he walks in next year in the middle of a mess, he's taking on a complete rebuild that he didn't architect. 877-337-6666. That doesn't make any sense for Bill Belichick to come in now with the moves that they're making. You have to trust in Shane and Dable. You have no choice. My guy Jarvis in Harlem on the Fan. Jarvis, we're not talking about the Jets tonight. What do you got?
I'm talking about Saquon Barkley, you know, going to the Eagles. And, you know, that's going to be by the Giants. And, you know, that's going to hurt the Giants because you know, Eagles just own the Giants in the regular season, beating them like 16 regular season meetings. And, you know, now you're in a tough position because, you know, the Cowboys are going to be better. The Eagles are going to be better because I don't know how the Giants going to.
And now you
know,
the Commanders.
They never had success when against these two teams. And
the Commanders were your only lock. You know you're going to get one or two wins against them. Now they have a bunch of new guys, new talent coming in, a new head coach, a new owner. They changed that name. Who knows?
Right. And one thing, Eddie from Philadelphia.
Limo driver Ed, Jets fan.
Yeah, like, I mean, talking about controlling the Giants. But what have the Jets done? What have the Jets done in free agency?
He might be changing from the Jets green to the Eagles green now that they got Saquon.
Right. I mean, what have the Jets won? They won a damn thing. You haven't made the plays in 14 years. I, you know, I don't want to hear Jeff talk about, like, they got to the AFC Championship.
Jarvis found a way to make it about the Jets.
Man, like, yeah, I mean, like, please. I mean, you got a lame-do coach, and that Jeff fans will have safety. You got a GM on his last leg, that, you know, trying to save his job. I mean, and Woody Johnson put on Instagram to talk about new uniform in 2024. I'm like, I mean, come on now. It's like, stop. Like, this is ridiculous.
Thanks for the call, Jarvis. Jarvis and the Jets. He will always find a way.
I honestly don't think Jarvis is a Jets fan. I think he's like
he's
a Giants troll.
He used to be, right? He's a Packers fan now that used to be a Jets fan. I know this from talking to him all football season. He calls in to disparage the Jets. The first thing I said to him tonight is, hey, Jarvis, we're not even talking about the Jets tonight. He found a way. All right, so we do have some news coming in as this is the day. Jerry Jones, wake up. You know what day it is? The day is not over. 5-hour show. I knew some things would happen during the show. So the Bengals are releasing Joe Mixon. I mean, say what you want about the guy. He came in under some scandal, but that's a guy that scores touchdowns. If you have him in fantasy, you know he's good for a 3-touchdown game every year. Joe Mixon is available at running back. I don't think that's going to happen for either the Jets or the Giants. But I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. He went to Oklahoma. Might want to check him out. He's only 27, same age as Saquon. He's not going to cause nearly as much as Saquon. And on the other side, right, the Bengals move on from Joe Mixon, and they sign Zach Moss. If you remember this year, Zach Moss was doing a great job for the Colts while Jonathan Taylor was holding out for his money and there were some issues with his ankle and whatnot. The Bengals have agreed to terms with running back Zach Moss on a 2-year, $8 million deal. $4 million a year? Go look up Zach Moss's numbers from the beginning of this season. He was very productive. And as we're talking about Saquon Barkley tonight, let's go to this post from Warren Sharp. Who were the best and worst running back signings? He just listed today's moves. And some. So obviously you have Saquon Barkley, right, in his 3 years, $37.7 million to Philadelphia. But Josh Jacobs got 4 years, $48 million to go to Green Bay. Right under those two guys, DeAndre Swift goes to Chicago, 3 years, $24 million. Tony Pollard got the same deal to go home to Tennessee. Devin Singletary comes over here to the NYG, 3 years, $16.5 million. Antonio Gibson goes from the Commanders to New England, 3 years, $11.3 million. Austin Eckler's money is still up there. It's up in the air. I don't think we actually have the numbers on that, even when I saw him sign a 2-year deal. And Austin Eckler, bro, talking about fantasy football, Austin Eckler was one of the top guys. Okay, Austin Eckler's 2-year deal is supposed to be worth up to $11.4 million. So you mean to tell me today Austin Eckler is getting Antonio Gibson-type money? Austin Eckler, who was a touchdown machine, that's what's happening to these guys. They're getting devalued. Gus the Bus Edwards goes to the Chargers. That's the Jim Harbaugh, John Harbaugh connection right there. He signs 2 years, $6.5 million. They're not paying these running backs, folks. So today is a day where Giants fans are throwing away their Saquon jerseys or putting them in the Salvation Army, in the donation box, or pushing them all the way to the back of the closet. Some of you have that Saquon Barkley number 2 overall pick jersey framed. Some of you have pictures with Saquon. It's tough. But you got to realize the climate we're in. A rebuilding team like the Giants could not pay Saquon Barkley what the Eagles just paid Saquon Barkley 2 years out of being in the Super Bowl, back-to-back years being in the playoffs. Let's go to Ryan in Tarrytown on the Fan. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
So I've been a Giants fan, an Eagles hater since Buddy Ryan, Randall Cunningham, Reggie White, Jerome Brown, all those guys,
sure.
Right?
Yep.
And I with Shane, man, he got jumped in the draft a couple of years ago. They took Devontae Smith out of our hands.
Yep.
So now they got our best player. They're playing man-to-man defense on us. And I don't. Shane's not up to it, I guess. What do you think?
I don't know. I just don't want to make any crazy takes or assumptions today. It sucks because it's a division rival that I've said on air has owned you, and we think on paper that they're almighty, but they're in flux as well. They didn't end the season on a high note. They literally lost to the Buccaneers in the playoffs. They have to do something like this, and I applaud them. I say they make great trades, A.J. Brown. They made great moves in free agency. They just signed Saquon. They drafted Jalen Carter. They even went and got Kevin Byard at the trade deadline, but at the same time, man, I don't know. I'm not looking at the Giants right now and saying what this does to them. We don't know what that team's going to look like. You got to let these guys cook, and they've just begun to cook. They will get to draft. They will sign some more players, and we don't know what the team's going to look like. But Giants fans can't be expecting to compete with the Eagles or the Cowboys. They're probably worrying about the Commanders today.
Right, but I'll just say, I'll finish up by taking my call, that if I was the boss, if I was Marrett, and Shane gets, you know, swiped one more time, that's it. He's got to be fired. I mean, this is New York.
I don't know if it's necessarily swiped. And, you know, somebody was messaging me, I was speak on Mara and Daniel Jones. Some people feel like Mara had a say in them giving Daniel Jones that money. And maybe they didn't really want to, Shane and Dable, but they did it. And now they have buyer's remorse. And now it's just like, yo, Mara went and got these guys when the fans were demanding that they bring in football people, not family. You got to trust them now. You got to be with it now, right? Okay, you had us pay Daniel Jones. We can't afford to pay Saquon Barkley. It's better to pay the quarterback than the running back in modern day times. You got to hope that Daniel Jones is on the mend, but we know they're
I'm
over Daniel.
I'm not a Jones fan. I mean, he's
how can you really be?
Like, but Jones' quarterback is not my style.
Yeah, how can you really be? Thanks for the call, Ryan. How can you really be a Daniel Jones fan? He's hurt every year. His season ends on the sideline. I mean, Giants fans were literally ready to give the key to the franchise to Tommy DeVito, who I love Tommy's story. The pride of Don Bosco Prep, a kid that grew up a Giants fan 15 minutes from the stadium. What a dream. But, like, come on. We're dealing in reality here. They started off with a game plan to not even let Tommy throw the ball against the Jets. And that can't be your guy. He'll be a practice squad arm. He'll be competing for the third string spot. But you need to bring another guy in here to challenge Daniel Jones or potentially be ready to start if Daniel Jones isn't ready for training camp. That's where you are right now as the New York Giants and Giants fans. And I understand the trepidation. I understand the confusion. I understand feeling bad today. But I think ultimately it was a great decision to not pay Saquon Barkley, and you invested that money in the offensive and defensive line. 877-337-6 and two more sixes. Another signing has happened, and as we speak of offensive linemen and we talk about the Giants beefing up their offensive line, and I know Breece Hall earlier today was like, hey, I'm looking at all these offensive linemen coming off the board. The Vikings are re-signing offensive tackle Blake Brandel to a three-year deal worth up to $11.25. Now, he doesn't care that Kirk Cousins is out the door. They don't know who they're going to have at quarterback. I read a report, I think Zach Rosenblatt put out, that the Vikings could be interested in two former Jets quarterbacks, Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson, one or the other or potentially both. And that's nuts. When you think about the Vikings last year, they trotted out the Pastronaut, Josh Dobbs. They trotted out Nick Mullins. And Jaren Hall, maybe they reunite BYU guys, Jaren Hall and Zach Wilson. Nah, their fans got to be pissed. They got a brand new building. That place is a football palace. Justin Jefferson, they're saying they're going to pay that man $30 million a year. He don't want to be there with Jaren Hall and Zach Wilson as his quarterbacks. It could be worse, folks. That's the team that the Giants defeated 2 years ago in the playoffs on the road that kind of led to this mess. 877-337-6666. Every day that game is mentioned on the fan. Every day it's talked about. Well, Daniel Jones was awesome in that road playoff game against the Vikings. The Vikings? Ask Gio about the Vikings. Oh, y'all, Evan had me cracking up today. Gio caught a stray before we go to break. I'm glad I thought of this. This was hilarious. As Evan is going through his beard changes, where even I come in the bathroom, has red water and paint all over. I'm like, what the hell? Oh, yeah, Evan's got a red beard today. Evan likened his beard changes to Gio's weight change. Not the same. He's like, I'm going through beard changes. Like, people go through weight changes, you know? He's like, Gio has different weight changes. What's he supposed to take different pictures every time his weight fluctuates? As Evan was talking about the pictures that Newsday came in here to take, and they were trying to keep him out of it with his red and blue beard. I'm telling you, I heard that, I fell out. I'm like, yo, why are you taking a shot at Gio right now? That was uncalled for. Evan's the greatest. 877-337-6666. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
And if you don't know, now you know. 10:30, we're rolling right along on The Fan, man. Shout out to you if you've been listening since 7 p.m. or you just got in the car or you just turned on the app. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Today is a day where Giants fans learn that the Saquon Barkley era is over, and it is what we feared last week. Again, I remind you that Tiki Barber's take that's making its rounds, Tiki said this last week. He said it. It basically was a warning shot to Saquon Barkley. Like, yeah, well, just so you know, right, as you're testing the waters and as Howard Eskin is floating this out there and all the Eagles fans are getting excited about you leaving the Giants and joining them, just so you know, you can't come back from that. You're done here. You're dead to us. And I see everybody still running with it. Now everybody wants to take shots at Tiki. It's all right, T. I'll take it because, I mean, you queued me right up for the night. I'm sure there's some extra people tuning in to WFAN to hear what the Giants fans are saying. We had a call from a California Eagles fan. I can't believe you guys let Saquon. Let him go for that kind of money? That would make no sense. You just had this whole song and dance with Saquon last year. You needed him last year coming off of that one goofy win against the Vikings, who are frauds. So much so they don't have a quarterback. A couple seasons later, their MO is blowing it, losing games. And here we are, folks. This is the NFL, the free agent frenzy. I said in my open man, Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball should take a page out of this book. Nobody's talking about spring training. Nobody's talking about guys like Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery who have been waiting for months to be signed. Just like that, everybody's talking about Saquon Barkley and Kirk Cousins and Christian Wilkins and all these other running backs. And on the receiver front, I saw Ari Mirov put this out. He said, one early takeaway, only two wide receivers signed with new teams today, and both went to the Jaguars. Gabriel Davis, 3 years, $39 million, and Devin Duvernay, 2 years, $12.5 million. I mean, obviously, the Jaguars are expecting Calvin Ridley to depart. His tweet goes on to mention Calvin Ridley, Tyler Boyd, Marquise Brown, Darnell Mooney, Curtis Samuel, et cetera, et cetera. All quiet so far. The wide receiver market hasn't been moving. Giants fans and Jets fans should be interested in that. 877-337-6666. Giants fans, Jets fans, if there's any rumblings out there, there were plenty rumblings about Brian Burns to the Giants. I think they were the only team that we heard about, and then the Giants got that done. The Jets and Giants need receivers, multiple. And you should pick up one in free agency on top of drafting some in this heavy wide receiver class coming up in the draft later on next month. But yeah, that's where we're at, folks. Still talking about Saquon, talking about the Giants' future. It is hard to see. It's murky right now, but you have no choice but to trust in Shane and Daboll. The first year on the job, they won you some games. They got you to the playoffs. They gave you a good feeling. They took a step back, but now you're where you actually were. Like I said, that first year was fool's gold. They stole some games. They were able to beat some teams that probably underestimated them. Now you're actually where you are. It was always, the writing was always on the wall that they weren't going to pay Saquon, and they shouldn't. They shouldn't. Let him go be an Eagle. Let's see the Eagles fail. They'll find a way to fail, and he'll be happy with the money he has, but now he's got to stay down there. He's got to stay down there in Philly. There's no coming back to New York for any radio, TV, media stuff. Your Giants 6 years is erased. So good luck to Saquon, but not that much luck. As a Dallas fan, I don't wish him any luck. I hope they implode. I hope A.J. Brown is pissed off that Saquon has taken away catches from him. I hope Jalen Hurts continues to regress because they already paid him the bag. I hope that their new coaches that come in, they don't know what plays to run, what defense to run, what personnel to have. Those guys still have some other holes, too. They have some other holes to address outside of running back that they just spent all their money on. Good. Good. We shall see. And that's why the NFL is king, because now you're already like, bring on the season. Let's go to Marcus in Union, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Fan of the show.
Thanks.
I wanted to talk about Daniel Jones. And I have to admit, I'm a Daniel Jones guy. And I just feel like, you know, we as Giants fans are so divided because we tend to forget that Daniel Jones took it to the playoffs with Richie James as the number one receiver.
There it is.
So, you know, that right there. And, you know, he started four games. And you know, people forget. We played the Cowboys. We played Seattle, San Francisco. So it wasn't like, you know, the opponent that DeVito was playing. But you know what? I get it. He didn't have good games. And I totally understand. But we're locked with him for one more year. So I'm guessing. Well, this is what I'm thinking. I think Joe Sean did a great job today. And I think let's go after a number one receiver that we need. Give him some more weapons. We got the guards. We signed Burns. So you know, put him out there for one more year and see what happens. And if he has another bad year, I'm pretty sure we're going to be in the same position next year. We could finally go draft a number one quarterback.
Yeah, they may not draft. Thanks for the call, Marcus. They may not draft a quarterback number six. They may even try and get crafty and take one in the second round if a guy drops that's highly touted and not as high as the top three quarterbacks. But, you know, I said, there it is again. If I remember correctly, it was that defense and Saquon Barkley that propelled the Giants to the playoffs. Daniel Jones had a good game against the Colts. But, like, I think we give him too much credit as a quarterback. And that's what being a quarterback is. I remember me playing in high school. Another Keith McPherson, Al Bundy, Uncle Rico, high school quarterback reference. I remember me being in high school talking about the newspaper, the Asbury Park Press. And I had a friend of mine's dad who said to me, hey, man, when you win, you're going to get all the props, all the love, all the kudos to you. He's like, but when you lose, it's on you too. You have a game where you throw two interceptions. You have a game where you're not running the ball. You're not scoring touchdowns and you lose. That's on you. They're going to look at you. The offense isn't going. That's you. But when you win and you go off, you know, I had a game, I scored 6 touchdowns. Flex. That's a flex. That's also a record. Middletown North, you guys know about that one. You get the headline. McPherson scores 6 touchdowns en route. But there were games where I threw interceptions against Brick Memorial or some of these other, and I still remember those. That was on me. That was my fault. So with Daniel Jones, especially like when you look at his numbers, he's regressed. And I think we give him way too much credit for the defense. Like, I remember Kayvon Thibodeau having a big impact on that Commanders game that they needed. You know what I'm saying? I remember Saquon. You give Saquon the ball on 3rd and short, 4th and short, 4th and 1. You give Saquon the ball to get you into the end zone. Saquon kind of powering up to propel the Giants. Daniel Jones is doing enough to win. So, like, you know, last caller said, He took us to the playoff with Richie James as his number one receiver. Okay, I guess now, looking back on it, that's how you want to categorize it, but that's not exactly what happened. You had good coaching as well. Wink Martindale, Brian Daboll, they schemed up some game plans. It wasn't all just Daniel Jones. And like I said, you ran into a fraud Vikings team. What happened in the second round? Everybody leaves that out, especially as we're talking about the team that Saquon went to. What happened in that second round of the playoffs when the Giants faced the Eagles? I remember back then it was walk in the trap, take over your trap. They were dancing around in the bubble. They were all happy and smiles going down to Philadelphia, and they got whooped on. Val is up in the Bronx on the Fan again. What's up, Val?
Keith, what's up, Fizz? How you doing, King?
You know, hanging out, talking sports.
All right. I got... Two things, though. I want to make a couple of Giants points with that Saquon thing, and I got a Yankees question to ask you.
Yes,
I'm a
sir.
Little bit more relaxed today because while I'm at work, I'm on lunch, so I'm allowed to be on the line right now. Shout out to my soups and managers out there. If anybody hears me, I did clock out. I'm on lunch. But the Giants and Saquon point real quick. I spoke to you last week, and we had this same conversation. I think it was last week, Thursday, right? And the one thing I wanted to make a point of clarifying today was, you know, this. I tried to get on later on. I think it was McMonagle was on, and I tried to get on, but I was having problems getting through and stuff like that because I wanted to extend the point. And just right after I got off the phone with you, I Googled Breece Hall contract, Breece Hall with my New York Jets. And full disclaimer, I am a Jets fan. I'm not a Giants fan. Maybe that's why it's easy for me to separate the emotions in this conversation. But I Googled Breece Hall's contract right after I got off the line with you. And I'll quote, Breece Hall signed a 4-year, $3,610,804 contract with the New York Jets, including a $315,000 signing bonus.
Yeah, okay? second round running back.
His average annual salary is $900,701. All right? That being said, I think it's kind of clear if you understand where I'm going with this.
I know.
The dude, his full contract is less than half of what Saquon is looking to command or commanded based on the deal that he got from the Eagles.
Sure.
He'll command in one season.
Rookie deal. Yep.
You know, and he's still on that. And for those who say, well, you know, the dynamics that he brings to the team, what he means to, I understand all of that. And like I said, you know, I do not take out the hero portion of the discussion as far as what Saquon has done in a Giants uniform. But at the same time, you know, considering especially the reality check that Giants had last season and for everything that they're actually trying to do,
You could do so much more. And even those who say, well, you know, who are they going to go out and replace him with? They're not trying to go out and replace him with another $10 million or $8 million contract or anything like that. It's somewhere along the line.
They signed Devin Singletary already. You know what I'm saying?
How much did he get?
Devin Singletary, let me see if I can pull up the numbers. I think he might have got like $5 or $6 million. But what I'll say about Devin Singletary is the Giants fans are already putting out his numbers for what his rushing yards were the last few years next to Saquon's, and it's like, well, I get it.
And something else about that too, Keith, because even that, like, at this point, you know, especially, again, I hate to keep referencing it because I'm not trying to troll anybody, but especially considering the reality check that they got last season, the Giants really don't have an offensive identity right now. So to say, you know, what he means to your offense, you have no idea exactly what kind of strategy really you're trying to, you know, as far as how you're going to try to play the game next season. Because at this point, what you were doing before wasn't working. That whole, heart and spirit and, you know, get me over with my defense. And who wants to be in that situation?
Nah, it's over. It's over for that. They have to go in another direction. This season sucked. So Devin Singletary just signed for 3 years, $16.5 million. That's $5.5 million a year for the next 3 years to a running back. Saquon potentially could make 45, something like that, 41 over the next couple years.
And that's saying that you got him and they're probably still going to end up drafting, like I said, some other kid later on.
Devin Singletary, shout out to my boy Dre as well. Thanks for the call, Val. Appreciate you. Enjoy your lunch break. Appreciate you checking in. My boy Dre on Twitter says, yards from scrimmage since 2019, Saquon Barkley 5,283. Devin Singletary, 5,213. Hashtag NY Giants. Like, if you're looking for a guy, like, Singletary was pretty decent. He had some good games with C.J. Stroud in them. And you can also draft a guy, as we're talking about Breece Hall and his rookie deal. Talk about ROI, the return on investment that the Jets are getting in the first 2 years of Breece Hall after a torn ACL. Should have won Comeback Player of the Year if you heard my rant on all that. We don't have time to go back into it, but you can find these guys in the second round. You can find these guys. Kyren Williams was a fifth-round pick, a Pro Bowler for the Rams. I heard Sean Morash mention Devon Achane, and Tiki Barber shut him down because he's a lightweight guy. He's a burner. But, like, they did get productive. The Dolphins were a playoff team that got production out of him and Raheem Morris. Go draft a young guy to go pair up with Devin Singletary, maybe a different style runner. You did draft Eric Gray last year. I know nobody's writing home about him, but maybe he takes a jump now knowing Saquon isn't there. Like, you have to put that money in other places when you're rebuilding. It's a luxurious, flashy thing to spend it on a skill position player. It's a wise thing to spend it on John Runyon and Brian Burns, who most kids with Saquon Barkley jerseys listening to me right now or reading Twitter right now, they don't know those guys. But good. Those are the guys that are going to come to work, carry their lunch pails and put in the, you know, blood, sweat, and tears for you to get back to where you got to go. And then maybe you can have the luxury of paying for a running back or find another good running back. I don't know. I see what they're trying to do. It's just a matter of if it comes to fruition.
And one other thing, Singletary, very familiar with Dable, played with each other under him in Buffalo. So that, I'm sure, is a factor that he's comfortable with the head coach, knows what he wants
knows
to
the
run.
System. He's not Matt Breida. He's better than Matt Breida.
So that's certainly a factor. Again, I think the Burns contract. Listen, Burns is a great.
Okay, the Jets did make a move here.
Oh, good.
Okay, before we go to break, help for Aaron Rodgers. Veteran offensive lineman John Simpson is signing with the Jets on a 2-year deal worth up to $18 million. Simpson started all 19 games last season for Baltimore at left guard. He's expected to play left guard with the Jets. That's a solid move.
Perfect.
That's exactly what you're hoping for today.
Need at
before the day ends. There you go, Jets fans. Your primary need, the focus, the priority is to protect Aaron Rodgers. You get a guy that was protecting Lamar Jackson on a top team that played against top competition, and they battled and they won, and this guy brings that over to the Giants. That's a good, or to the Jets, excuse me.
And by the way, just looking at it, this obviously just comes through, 2-year deal only, $18 million, which means they know that this is a short window for this project to work.
Oh,
so
yeah.
This isn't a 5-year
no need
guard
to sign
deal like
a guy
I've seen
that's
today.
Looking for more than 3 years,
right.
Years.
This is a short-term deal. good money for John Simpson, protection for Aaron Rodgers, something the Jets desperately need. So this is finally a good move from Joey D.
You got to be happy about that. Now the Jets fans can call in. Now you know you're feeling something. You made a move. You got a guy, and it fits a need. So for all the arrows that were thrown at Joe Douglas earlier, Joe Douglas, wake up! What are you doing? He had a guy that he was ready to announce. It just didn't probably paperwork and other things get done until here we are at 10:45 tonight. But John Simpson comes over from the Ravens on a 2-year deal worth up to $18 million. To protect Aaron Rodgers. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Coming up after the 11 o'clock break, my Casamigos big shot of the night. And traditionally, I like to open the mic up to whatever sports conversations you want to talk about. But we're focused on Saquon Barkley, his departure from the Giants, going to the hated Philadelphia Eagles. Xavier McKinney goes to the Packers, whatever. There's a couple other moves in NFL free agency that we've mentioned as well. And all of this has washed away the worry and fear around Aaron Judge and Garrett Cole's injuries. We wait to hear more on that. Keith McPherson on the Fan again. We'll be right back.
Baseline underneath, bank shot. No, Ewing slams him to follow. And the Knicks go up by one with 26 seconds remaining.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
The buzzer sounds, and the New York Knickerbockers are going back to the NBA Finals.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar, dollar bill, y'all. The money is flying in the NFL. Guys are being picked up, and some guys are signing for big money. Some of these contracts, as you're looking, you're realizing some of these guys are getting finessed, and some of these are wins, and some of these are short-term deals. And I mean, it just depends. I just was looking at our guy, Art Stapleton, kind of laugh at the Dallas Cowboys, right? So I told you that Zach Moss signed with the Bengals and the Bengals released Joe Mixon. And Art Stapleton said, not cheap enough, to Mike Gelkin, who covers the Dallas Cowboys, tweet that says the Cowboys were in the mix today for Zach Moss, a person familiar with the discussion said, but ultimately the price extended past their comfort point. Moss agreed with the Bengals on a 2-year, $8 million contract that includes $4.525 in earnings this year. And you say that they were in on Saquon Barkley. They were never in on Saquon Barkley. It was always the Eagles. He was always going right down the turnpike. If they weren't going to pay $4.52 million for Zach Moss, that was too rich for Jerry Jones' blood. Yikes. They definitely were never in on Saquon Barkley, and it's kind of crazy to think that we knew this was going to happen. We had some time. If I try and go to Howard Eskin's tweet, I hope this blows up in their face. I hope that you don't wish injury on anyone, but I hope that Saquon's best days were in a Giants uniform, and then that's done, and that the Eagles and their toxic fan base and their locker room culture. Like, hopefully that all just, I'm not rooting for this to succeed at all. But let's see, Howard Eskin, I believe, put this on Twitter how many days ago? I don't know if I can find the exact tweet, but I feel like we had a runway for it because I know I did a show on it, opening up on it last week. I know Tiki spoke on it last week. And fast forward to now, here we are. And there was never another team. There was never another team willing to pay what the Eagles just put up for Saquon Barkley. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were going after. They knew Saquon Barkley would be available. They wanted to upgrade at the running back position because they have a weak-ass quarterback and they have a wide receiver, a number one wide receiver who's upset. And they knew that they needed some type of, firepower to balance out that offense to help their weak quarterback. And they got Saquon, man. You can only just do what you do as a fan and root against the Eagles the way you always have. Let's go to Daniel out in Brooklyn. Daniel, you're back on the Fan. What up?
Hey, Keith, what's up?
Watching some NBA, 1 hour to go. How you been?
I've been good. It's been a long time.
Yeah, how old did you turn in the time since you haven't called in?
I'm 16.
All right, you're getting older, man. You're getting older. And the older you get, the more you're going to understand that you're better off without Saquon at this point.
Yeah, that's it. He was didn't really offer much. He played good, but in the end, he didn't really do anything for the Giants.
Right. So you can't reward a guy that hasn't won anything, hasn't really done anything. Thanks for the memories, but we can't pay you.
Yeah. I think signing they signed Singletary, they got the Ed Rusher, Huff, what's his name?
Brian Burns. They traded for Brian Burns. They gave him $150 million. So that's where the money goes. And John Runyon coming over from the Packers. You're going to have a good offensive and defensive line. You start there, and you can draft and figure out some of the skill positions.
Mm-hmm. From here, I think it's very simple. They don't draft the quarterback unless it's like May or Daniels.
Right. If one of them fall to six, yes.
There's no point in drafting McCarthy or Penix. They're not going to do anything with the crap team they have now. It's just... I think we should pick on that, it'll be a bust. I think we should do is, I think everyone's forgetting about Tommy Cutlets. He had a pretty good, with the garbage team, he showed some good signs. So the Giants draft the rounds in, and
give him a solid foundation. No. Young Daniel.
Maybe he'll be good, try him out for a year, and the next year draft a quarterback for
Young sales. Daniel, I was rooting for Tommy DeVito. I really was, but you can't plan anything around Tommy DeVito. You give him the opportunity to come in and compete, but you can't hit your wagon to the fans' love of pinching their hands and talking about Tommy Cutlets, you know? That's not...
For a year to give him a chance.
He's under contract. He's going to be there anyway. If you default into going back to him, that's fine, but you don't build around him. They need to bring in either a veteran free agent quarterback or draft someone that they think they can mold and be ready to go.
No, so they build around him for a year, and if he's good, he's good. If he's not, he's not. Then the next year, you draft one.
Yeah, you build the team, I guess.
For the new guy.
You build the team, I guess, and if you default into Tommy Cutlets playing because Daniel Jones isn't ready and you didn't draft someone that's ready and Tommy played actual NFL games and won games last year, you do that, but there's not one Giants fan listening to me say that. That's like, yeah, sounds like a plan. Let's ride.
Well, that would be mine. And on the Yankees, hopefully Chris Cole and Judge things a bump in the road. I really think they could, I thought at least, they could win at least 100 games maybe, take it deep to maybe even a World Series for the first time in my memory.
Still on the table. Still can.
Yeah, hopefully it's just a bump in the road, and we'll be all right.
Yeah, the wheels are still on the whip. Thanks for the call, young Daniel. The Yankees will be all right. We don't know what happened with Gerrit Cole's MRI. We'll find out. Hope for the best. Go to sleep tonight. Say your prayers. Wear your pajamas inside out, whatever we got to do. Cole will be fine, and I'm telling you guys, Tommy Cutlet, like, great story. Tommy DeVito, love the story. Love it. Like, it was the best story we had. But where you were at... Right now, as the Giants franchise and the Giants fans, this isn't when he's beating the Patriots, the Commanders, the Packers. Like, that's why I'm even talking about Saquon. This isn't in the season where you couldn't trade Saquon. Circumstances change. Draft your guy. If they take J.J. McCarthy at 6, that is because they feel like he's a guy they can mold, they can develop, they can win with. But if Drake May or Jaden Daniels don't fall to you, you can't reach for a guy that's a potential project. You got to be sure, because that's a quick way to be absolutely kicked out of here, fired, done. It's got to be the right guy. And I think that there's enough talent at 6, whether you want to take an offensive tackle, whether you want to take a wide receiver, you can do that at 6, or trade back. Trade back. Get crafty. Let's see how good you are at all this. Trade back and pick up some picks. And add some depth to this team. 877-337-6666. Coming up, my Casamigos big shot of the night. Open mic hour. My last hour on the fan. Whatever you want to talk about, let's play some other sounds, and I'll be back after this.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.